Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The Jews do their utmost to try to drive white people away from one of our own, namely the great hero Hitler. But Jews manipulate whites on so many levels. It's something that I want to go and look at more closely. But the area that concerns me the most is Hitler and women. And when I look at various things that come out from the English and Jews and so forth, it's like they've managed to create some negative images about Hitler and women. So what I want to do here, and this is not comprehensive, this is just a very, very brief overview. I just want to very briefly show you a few things about Hitler and women. Jews, the kings of perversion, are the scum who love to try to pretend that Hitler is perverted. Here are the scum who promote faggotry, lesbianism, pedophilia, transgender. Here are the greatest perverts, sexual deviants, and degenerates of all time. But they want to have us believe that one of our own was himself a degenerate. And I've seen certain things that have been published, and it makes for some nasty reading. And I think that if other people come across this and they just had to take it at face value, they'd walk away thinking that Hitler is not a normal man, that he's sick, that he's weird, and maybe that he's even murdering women. However, in various things that I've read about Hitler, written by Germans, written by people who knew him personally, it becomes very obvious to me that Hitler is what Americans used to call a red-blooded male. The Americans used to have a really nice term decades ago, before Jews started perverting Americans. The Americans used to have a viewpoint where they would say that, you know, a guy is a red-blooded male. What does it mean? Means he goes and he gets the girl and he's healthy and he's sexual and he's gonna have his way with the women and the women are gonna love him, okay? So a red-blooded male is a strong, healthy, virile guy. And if you look at what the Americans used to refer to as a red-blooded male, it was always a white guy, okay? It was a healthy white guy, confident in himself, etc. And it's lovely. And the more I look at the world, the more horrified I am by what men have been forced to become. And it's dreadful, and it's terrible, and it's hideous. It's killing men, and it's killing women, and it's preventing the birth of children. So returning to Hitler, when I look at Hitler, he is definitely a guy who loved women and girls. He loved women. But he was highly intellectual and he was sensitive. And when he was young, he was even shy. He was even shy about girls. And remember, he wasn't wealthy. He came from a poor family. But there is no doubt in my mind that Hitler was a normal male, but sometimes a bit shy. That's all. It's nothing more than that. So what I want to do is very quickly show you a couple of photos of Hitler and women in his life, women that he had a sexual interest in. There was a guy who was close to Hitler in the 1920s, in the early 1920s, and he wrote a book, where he described Hitler as a great lover. And I managed to salvage chunks of what I had of that. I managed to salvage a little bit of what I had from that. And I've got some photos that relate to that. But somebody else more recently, an Englishman, has written a book called Hitler and His Women. And I just want to read a little summary of this biography. And it's written by a guy called Phil Carradice. And it says, this unique biography examines Hitler's many female relationships, from his mother and sisters to his girlfriends, secretaries, and adoring public. To most of the world, Hitler was a ranting, evil demagogue whose insane ambitions caused incalculable harm to humanity. Let me just pause there. All of that is Jewish crap, okay? That's just Jewish propaganda. That is nothing more than how Jews misled the entire world. None of that is true, okay? None of that is even close to the truth. It's pure Jewish hogwash. It's just the result of intensive hatred by the lying Jewish scum, that's all. So it continues. But to the women in his life, he was kind, compassionate, and loving. A man to be admired and adored. In Hitler and His Women, historian Phil Carradice explores the Führer's many relationships with women, from his romantic involvements to his interactions with female staff and the thousands of women who flocked to hear him speak. So just to point out that between this book and Hitler the Great Lover, that there already you should be starting to get a picture that Hitler got along with women, there were lots of women in his life, and they didn't have a problem with him, they liked him. They looked up to him, others adored him, others were in love with him. So take a look at some pictures quickly on the screen, and I'll just show you a little bit of women in Hitler's life. So there in the top middle is a very nice looking healthy young woman. Her name is Mitzi Reiter. And it says Mitzi Reiter is pictured above in the 1930s when she began an affair with Hitler. I think she was an actress. This video is not a history, it's not detail. I just want to show you. Nice girl who's doing good stuff, and there she is. She's having an affair with Hitler. Then here, on the far right, the lady sitting in the chair there, her name is Renata Müller. That's another woman that Hitler was, let's call it, an item with. And he even gave her an expensive diamond. This photo in the bottom middle, this is from a French article about Hitler's sexuality. And there you see Hitler with two lovely women. So, let's take a look at some more women. Okay, on the screen in front of you, top left, that lady that you see there, Stephanie, that is an actual photo of the girl that he was totally obsessed with when he was a teenager. And this was also at the time that his mom became sick and his mom died. He was absolutely besotted with Stephanie. He never did anything romantic with her, but he constantly talked to his friend about her, and even when he left the village and he was in Vienna, he always asked for information about Stephanie. Hitler regarded Stephanie as the perfect woman. So he was like a teenage boy, totally obsessed with some girl, but too shy to talk to her. And so he's very formal, and what he does is the best way that he can get to see her is that he knows that she and her mom go walking at a certain time of day, and then he and his friend go and they stand at a place where they know that the daughter and the mother are going to pass by, and then when they come by, then he greets them. And he's shy, but he's doing everything he can to see to it that he, quote, accidentally on purpose, actually meets this girl. He is totally besotted with her, and he obviously dreams that she's going to be his wife one day. So he's a normal, young, healthy white guy. In the top middle is an interesting photo, and this would be the only girl that Hitler is associated with where if he was involved in some kind of relationship with her, that it would be improper. This is his niece, Geli, and this would actually be improper. This would be incest. He was very close to her, and Christa believed that he was preparing her to be his wife. But that is what Christa believed. However, I thought I would show Geli because I'd read many times about Hitler and Geli, and I've seen pictures of her before. But I must tell you that this picture of Geli is to me the most beautiful of all. When I see that happy picture of that happy, healthy white girl, I must tell you that I can understand why any man would want to go after Geli. It is incredibly sad that Geli committed suicide, and Hitler himself was totally shattered by it. And Christa talks about that in depth, that when Geli had killed herself, that her room was closed and everything in it was left in exactly the same place for years. He didn't let anybody mess with Geli's room. But I find it extremely sad that such a lovely girl had to go and kill herself. And just yesterday, I was looking at a story of a Fox News woman, a white woman, very attractive white woman on Fox News, and she committed suicide recently and she hanged herself. And I must tell you, I am horrified. I'm just horrified that women at times have gotten to that kind of situation. I cannot believe that white women can kill themselves like this. And it is so wrong. It is so wrong. They are thinking so incorrectly. They are thinking so incorrectly, so emotionally, it's insane. It's very, very sad. But what I want to say about Geli there in that picture, she really is alive in that picture. She's totally alive and beautiful. And I can understand that virtually any man would have a crush on Geli. So I can see the attraction of Geli, just from a physical point of view. Never mind what she might have been like as a person. So this is the closest that Hitler comes to having an improper relationship with a girl, his niece. But I've got to tell you, his niece is a real looker. And life and love and sex is all about survival. It's where babies come from. And it's healthy, it's critically important, and the fact that the male sperm count has been dropping like a rock, that men are pathetic, that children aren't being born, that whites aren't getting married. These are disasters. This disaster is yet another thing that comes from jury destroying the love between white men and women, jury destroying that which is natural and which comes from nature and which is healthy and good. And even Christianity is very anti-sex, and Christians used to actually go to great lengths in the past. This is where Kellogg's cornflakes comes from. I've mentioned Kellogg's cornflakes before, but Kellogg's cornflakes comes from these sort of Puritan Christians who were trying to find foods that kill off a person's natural sexual desire. This is just madness. Sex is not something that's a sin, and it's not something that should be locked away in a cupboard, and it's only something for the demented and the weird. That kind of thinking is crazy. It's crazy, it's anti-natural, it's anti-nature, it's wrong. When men like women and women like men, it's natural and it's good and it's the way it should be for the race to continue. So even if Geli might be an improper thing, you gotta say that Hitler's got good taste. One thing I must tell you, Hitler's taste in women is good. And the only reason that Hitler isn't an icon, isn't a hero, is jury. Jury and the lies of jury. The woman on the far right. There's a lovely English woman. This is Unity. I think it's Unity Mitford. And she was a student studying in Germany. And she began stalking Hitler. Now let me tell you, Unity Mitford is a looker herself. And I'm sure that any red-blooded white male would be happy to be stalked by Unity. So she stalked him, and she was so insistent that eventually Hitler got to know her, and he invited her to chat to him. And there are photos of Unity Mitford giving Nazi salutes in England. What a wonderful English woman, hey? Okay, bottom left. This is a young girl that Hitler had some kind of love affair with, and she was 16 years old. Her name is Mimi. And look at that pretty girl. And 16 years old, that is legal age, there's nothing wrong with it. Here in Africa, blacks are having sex at the age of 12. They're already having sex at the age of 12. 16 years old is a valid age. There's nothing wrong with it. And Hitler liked younger women. Eva, who later became his wife, she was more than 20 years younger than him. This is no crime. It's natural. You'll find it in history. Totally valid. Totally natural. But a very lovely young girl. Then, that blonde on the left middle, that's Renata Müller again. I had her on the previous image. And then there's another interesting one. Her name is Susie Liptauer. And she might have been an actress. And she spent an evening with Hitler. Also, very attractive woman. So, let's end off with this. This is also, these photos are from Hitler, the great lover. And the problem is that there are many names of women, but to actually get photos of them is a whole other story. And I'm not going into any detail regarding any of them, not in this video. But here's the kind of girl that nobody would imagine that this is Hitler's kind of girl. But what you're looking at there are some dancers, some entertainers, Lola and Inge Epp in 1934. The particular one of these two gorgeous ones that Hitler's having a romantic interest with is Lola on the left. And when I look at some of these women that Hitler's having romantic interests with, don't you think that they would be good entrants for beauty competitions? Hey? These women could make beauty competitions and could win them. Look at Lola Epp. She's the one on the left. Isn't she incredible? Apparently Hitler did not like women with black hair. Black hair. And Lola's hair was pitch black. That's Lola there on the right. But in the case of Lola, Hitler made an exception. So we can't fault him for making the exception with Lola. What do you say? I think any red-blooded male would quickly make an exception with Lola. And even with Eva, in his later life, there were things that he allowed Eva to get away with that he wouldn't let anyone else do, like smoking. So all these things that you've heard about Hitler, that, oh, Hitler's this and Hitler's that, and all that weirdo crap, okay, that weirdo non-human crap, that stuff falls and shatters to pieces once you get to people who knew Hitler, lived with Hitler, worked with Hitler, stayed with Hitler for months and years at a time, and they get to tell you about what Hitler was like, and then you start realizing, you know what? Hitler's a normal, healthy, white male. In fact, all of the great characters of history are actually normal human beings, whether it's Julius Caesar, Napoleon, or anyone else. It's just that they had an idea in their heads, they had a certain motivation, they had a certain desire to get things done, they were able to get lots of things done. So when you hear all this stuff, ah, this one's evil and that one was hideous, it's all just a bunch of Jew screeching crap, okay? So the bottom line is Hitler was a red-blooded male, and he had the instincts of a red-blooded male, and the girls liked him, and they were attracted to him, and there could well have been sex and stuff like that. And Krista tells us that Hitler even talks about the woman who taught him how to kiss. So yeah, imagine Hitler with a girl and he's busy smooching, hey? You've never heard that image of Hitler, yet that image of Hitler had to have occurred. That image of Hitler definitely is a real thing. It did happen. So he was holding on to a girl, kissing a girl. So, how cool is that? Totally natural, absolutely normal. It's a thing that people need. Women need it, men need it. It's natural, man. And I say again, Hitler had good taste in women, really good taste in women. And it's quite evident that some of these girls were girly girls. These were girls who loved and thrived on being girly girls. Eva was a girly girl, and she's quite a hot little thing herself. Eva is no slouch, I must tell you. Fit, pretty, girly. These girls are exactly what women should be. And look at this close-up of Lola on the right. Look at that. Totally girly, totally happy, and damn attractive. How many red-blooded white males wouldn't love to grab hold of Lola, toss her over his shoulder, take her off to his cave or his room, and have his delicious way with her? White people never used to have a breeding problem. White people never used to have a problem with too few children. These things were never a problem for us. You can go and read about it at any time in our history. Whether it's the Romans having children, whether it's the Vikings having children. In fact, the Vikings were having too many children. Their population was exploding. Happy, healthy white men and women doing what comes naturally from nature. And Hitler was just more of the same. And you can go and look at all the people in the upper echelons of Nazism. They were all red-blooded men who loved women. Sometimes they loved them a little bit too much, and they were a little bit too naughty. Dr. Goebbels also had some naughty affairs on the side, despite having a very beautiful wife. But one thing you cannot fault them on was that they were acting in accordance with nature. You'll find that all of them were having sex and love affairs with women. They weren't having sex with babies. They weren't having sex with 10-year-old boys. They weren't transgender. They weren't same gender. They were absolutely natural, normal, and healthy. The degenerates are the scum who won World War II. Those are the degenerates. We can return to Hitler the lover and other things related later. It's not really important now. But I just wanted people to see that Hitler was no slouch. And his chauffeur said that in every town that they went to go, and Hitler would go and do his political campaigning, that in every town and city he had to go and get Hitler a girl. And Hitler would go and he would meet with her and talk to her. So if nothing else, he was obsessed with women, and if nothing else, he would have conversations with women. And he was cordial to them. He was always well-mannered with women. He kissed their hands. He even kissed the hands of his own secretaries, day in and day out. He was an absolute gentleman. He was cordial. He was well-mannered. No Bill Clinton, no Obama faggot, no Jew weirdo. So if you hear anything about Hitler being some kind of sexual degenerate, just come back and look at this video. Look at these women. No way in hell. No way in hell is that true. As for Lola and Geli, maybe even Unity Mitford, I would regard them as a fire hazard. If you touch them, you might explode into a ball of flame. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Men and women should be on fire. On fire in the right kind of way. And it's good, and it's healthy, and it's wonderful. And it's absolutely amazing that we all have been listening to Jews, when in fact we should have been listening to the people who lived with Hitler, knew Hitler, and worked with Hitler every day of their lives. It's absolutely horrific that the images of Hitler were created by degenerate scum who never dealt with Hitler directly, and they have run around conditioning everybody into believing that oh, the Nazis are liars, the Nazis are liars. Meanwhile, the big liars are the ones telling you the Nazis are the liars. Jews. Jews and their ability to take us away from simply looking at life in a proper, sane way. Just go and look and see, what did the Germans do? What are the facts? What did they write? And is it correct? And I must tell you, all the stuff that I've been reading by Germans, it's very good. If you want to know about Hitler, go and look at the people who were with Hitler. That's your starting point. Don't listen to some freaking Jew creep, some hateful Jew creep with a vendetta against Germany. Don't bother, man. You come across Jew creepy crap, toss it in the rubbish bin. That's where it belongs.
So for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites.